This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. China's National Health Commission says the death toll from the coronavirus outbreak has risen by at least 143 to more than 1,500. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization expressed concern about the increasing number of health workers getting infected with the deadly virus. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Data released by China finds more than 1,700 health workers have been infected with the disease and six have died. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus calls this a critical piece of information.
Because health workers are the glue that holds the health system and outbreak response together. But we need to know more about this figure, including the time period and circumstances in which the health workers became sick.
The WHO says a joint mission with China on COVID-19 is moving forward. It says 12 international and WHO experts will arrive in China in the next few days. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Federal prosecutors have declined to charge former FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe, closing an investigation into whether he lied to federal officials about his involvement in a news media disclosure. McCabe's lawyer said in a statement that they were told in a phone call and letter that the case is closed and no charges will be brought against him based on the facts. McCabe, a frequent target of attacks from President Donald Trump for his role in investigating Russian interference in the 2016 election, has denied that he intentionally misled anyone. The Justice Department's Inspector General had accused McCabe of repeatedly lying about authorizing a subordinate to share information with a newspaper reporter for a 2016 article about an FBI investigation.